Now, the two prayers in the book of Ephesians, the first chapter and the third chapter, you should know them by now. Turn to them. The two prophetic prayers in Ephesians, the first chapter and the third chapter. And then in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 11th through the 16th verse. So it takes those two prayers there in Ephesians to take us to Ephesians 4. It's an apostolic setting in the supernatural and understanding spiritual things. So you're going to have to ask the Lord this morning in prayer to open your hearts to supernatural traffic, supernatural revelation. It's not going to be regular. And if the Holy Spirit don't help you, you're not going to be able to comprehend or apprehend or understand what the Spirit of God is saying to the church today. So we have to not only pray for ourselves, you who are here, you who are online, we have to pray for those who are coming, and we have to pray for thousands of people who are listening to us every morning. Okay? So I want you specifically, as you see the writing I had my man to put on the board, Holy Spirit, sustain my heart through the supernatural truth that is before me. In other words, religiously thinking, you're not going to be able to flow. Okay? Traditionally listening, you're not going to be able to hear. All right? But you have the potentials in you because you're a child of God. But you cannot just depend on your salvation. I'm going to explain that. Your salvation only took care of one part of you, your spirit. So you got your soul and body, your soul and senses going to be in this traffic, and they cannot handle it without your spirit. So this is a supernatural, prophetic, apostolic realm that the Lord is leading us into. So therefore, the shifting is going to have to be done by the Holy Spirit, and your heart going to have to be available, not just your head, not just your hand, your heart going to have to be available. And we're going to start praying in a few moments. You had the first one in Ephesians, first prayer. You know what it is, Ephesians 1 what? What is it? Ephesians 1 what? 15? Uh-huh. Read that prayer. Go ahead. That's a lot of spiritual traffic. Okay, go to Ephesians 3. Somebody tell me what verse? 14. Now remember my brothers and sisters, or daughters and son, you're in traffic here. You're in very spiritual traffic. I'm going to use a word now, and I want you to catch it, of promotion. The body of Christ need to be promoted out of some traffic and into some other traffic. Now, you're going to have all capabilities of doing it if you pay attention. Now, I can't do it for you, but I can bring it to you. All right? Now, to end this Ephesians 4 prayer, the Apostle Paul, and I told you about history and mystery. The history of Paul is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the mystery of the Holy Spirit that God wants us to get today. He wants you to have it, not Paul. He wants you to have it. And you capable because you're a Christian, but your spirit, listen very carefully, and your heart will have to be in the traffic. Your heart is not your spirit. Your heart consists of your soul, your mind, your thinking. You're going to be placed in this traffic to hear, watch what I say, what does say the Lord. All right? So now you here, you're going to have to create the environment and the atmosphere from people coming in didn't thought prayer was interested enough to come. They just come into church. So you're going to have to be anointed enough on your role when the revelation is flowing to let God transfer it through you to them. The atmosphere got to be right. It got to have an atmosphere. It's a traffic. It's a divine traffic that we're about to go into. And those two prayers point out that divine traffic. It's not religion. It's revelation. Are you understanding? And you're going to have to, I know I don't want to talk during the whole prayer, but I don't care if we pray 5 minutes. We'll be ready for it. It's a supernatural traffic that cannot be understood by your senses. Religion won't work this morning. Revelation is the only thing that's going to work. You can't handle it by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit. Are you understanding me? Now, there's a lot of traffic. A lot of traffic going to come through. But here's what happened. I'll give you a little insight so you'll be on top of it. Your salvation, when you got saved, you were born again, it happened in your spirit. But you're a Trinity. So your soul and your body, you got to bring it in with you to have the full measure of what God wants you to have. That come by revelation and participation, listening, hearing, and doing. All right? You go to Ephesians, you had the second prayer, you read it yourself. We'll go to Ephesians 4:11 now, and then we're going to start praying. Those two prayers taking us to Ephesians 4:11, where the offices are there, and then ministerial revelation in wholeness begin to be released to people, and it's a divine traffic, and you will be in it this morning real thick. I'll tell you right now, get ready for it. You will be in divine traffic real thick this morning, all right? Now, you see there what it want to do to us. We got to grow up. Grow up in our spirit. You see that where he's talking about what happened to us after the 12 voice? You see the 12 voice? See the 13 voice? You see the 14 voice? You're looking with me? You see the 15 voice? It's a growth, all right? So I want you to move around, and I want you to expect divine traffic, and that your heart will be able to travel with this traffic and understand when to stop, when to turn left, when to turn right, when to hit your brakes, when to hit your overdrive. There's a lot of things in the spirit going to happen this morning, all right? I want y'all to move around some. I want the angels of revelation to invade this place. Are y'all ready? All right, Father, we come. We need to know in this traffic, these revelations. Y'all can start moving in these revelations that you're bringing us into, not only for us, but for the entire world. The body of Christ all over the world. Thousands of people are listening to our broadcast, And Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. This morning, we know you're going to say some things that is in spiritual traffic. We cannot handle by ourselves. Our heart can't handle by itself. We need the Holy Spirit that lives in us to begin to move in revelation, understanding, knowledge, and guiding our steps, guiding our thoughts, and let us enter into the real realm of being a Christian. As we pray in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, take our heart, connect it to our spirit, connect it to our bodies, connect it to our senses, connect it to each person that arrive here for service, both in here and across the world by line. We give you all the glory, not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. So we ask you to saturate this sanctuary with your presence. Saturate our hearts with your presence, that we'll be able to flow and be able to know and be able to go to places we have never seen or never have been to before in the spirit world. We thank you. We yield as we pray in the spirit that these things be released in us. As a family, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for revealing to us the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and you yourself, and your kingdom, and our assignment you have given us, that we will carry this apostolic, prophetic assignment out all over the world. I thank you for the people that you have attached to this ministry that is backing this assignment up, their prayers, their support, everywhere you're using them, Lord, they're here. Just move around. Touch the chair every now and then. Get it ready for that person who's going to sit in it. You might feel a little strange this morning because you're getting in a deeper territory, but the Holy Spirit is going to sustain you. No religious spirit will be able to function in here this morning. Revelation, I thought it's going to function. Holy Spirit, sustain our hearts under this supernatural truth and supernatural traffic that is before us. Write in your note, get ready for promotion. Get ready for promotion. Promotion in your health, promotion in your wealth, promotion in your understanding, promotion in your wisdom, promotion in your life. Promotion. Promotion come through devotion. What we're doing here is devotion. We're honoring God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that our ears are open. Our hearts are open. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, stir up the atmosphere. And my heart at the same time. Invade this place. Holy Spirit, invade this place. Angels, invade this place. We need help. Help us. Sharara ta 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 koshiki. Dere branda katara kashata rata. Rababa sakashata romantata. Robababa sakuritiri. Rababa satara kashata rayanta kata. Holy Spirit, sustain our hearts. Katara ta 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 koshirita. Rababa satara kofa. Flood us with supernatural truth. Invade Darrow. Kandarara, all the traffic cars that passing by here. Invade Louisiana. Kantarere bro babasata. Shatarara manko turu 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 turu. Kotoroko shatara babasata. Kantarere bro babasaka shata. Rabba barasa katarishka. Atata, look at your scriptures every now and then. Katara them three scriptures. Rabba, let them help you pray this morning. Shatata, tata, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, and Ephesians 4. Rabba sako shiki didi. Rabba basa tarakasha tata tata. Rabba basa kataru basa tarakasha ta. Rabba kusha rukusha. Open the portals of the supernatural. So all those connected can enter in and benefit. Rabba, open the doors of the supernatural. Stir up the supernatural that is in me. Rabba, tell him, stir up the supernatural. Say it, stir up the supernatural that is in me. Taralabasaku tarataka. Kuramamansaka shatatariti. Drobaba. Not by feeling, it's by faith. Tarataku shikatahe bro. Kuramama. Oh, my goodness. Hashakiriti bro mantata. Holy Spirit, help us, Kundale Basata, to understand. Explain it to us, Holy Spirit. Rabba Basata, the deeper walk, the deeper life. Rabba Basata, Rabba, many be healed this morning. Katarata, go to the wall, sickness and disease. Rabba, all financial problems. Katarata, all family problems. Karara baba baba sakasha tarara basata romamambrata. Glory to God. Shata tarara taka tarara tataroroku. Let Ephesians 1 flow. Let Ephesians 3 flow. Tarara kashata. Let Ephesians 4 flow. Kantara in our hearts. Deliver our understanding, our mind. Shetere ketiri. Our love for one another and for you, sir. Invade this place. Shatatara, invade this place. Katarara basha katarede buruba. Andala bababa. Invade the homes that are connected. Rababa satarianda kurnande chiski. Ramambara tarakusha. Rubaba satarara kasha. Oh, my goodness. Hararabasa tarara ta 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 ta. Tarakoshi di. Hararababako. I need a handkerchief, son. Jeremy. I need a handkerchief. Keep praying. Tarara, I need a handkerchief. Rababakasha. I need a handkerchief. Tarakoshi rakoshi di. Hararababasa tara. Hararababababababa. Woo! Shiri brababasa. Diri brahmambar diriya ta 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 ta. Just keep moving around. Don't stay in the same spot. That's how you're about to move in the spirit. Your life about to change. Everything about to change. Everything about to change. All your problems about to be solved. All your sickness about to be removed. Shout out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Believe it. Receive it. Your body will not be deceived no more. All deception is taken from your body right now. Your finances will not be deceived no more. Your regular living is over. All your divine rights are being released right now. Revelation and anointing. Is holding hand in your life right now. Revelation and anointing is holding hand in your life right now. Woo, glory to God. Get ready for those who come in. Both in here and online. All drifting days are over. We're going to drive. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Sustain our hearts. Sustain our minds. Ooh, glory. There's a brand new day in my life. Shakatata. It's a brand new day in my life. Shatata roko shata. Kondra baba basa tatata. Trara baba satata. Rababa baba satata tatata kushiti. Permit the Holy Spirit to operate now. Shakatata tatata. Don't go in your mind. Shall I permit the Holy Spirit to operate? Kandelidi bronda kashididi. Rubabasaka shataratata. Rubabasatrokushidi. Rubabasakoshidi. Rabba, all your steps are going to be different. Rabba, all your steps are going to be different. Shatarubasaka shataribrisha. Kandele brambabasatata. Rubabasatata. And I want everybody praying. I don't want no talking and joking or nothing now. Everybody praying. Shata, don't talk to nobody. Pray. Talk to God. Shata, tarara, basata. Don't let the flesh rob us. Shata, kataroro, koshe. Don't let the flesh rob your faith. Tarara, basa, koshe, ti. Tarara, basa, koshe, ti. Ah! Shicha, sheko, tarama. Shoko, shata. Taraba, shata, ta, ta. Rababa heard, she is delivered. She is delivered. Arabasa sata, rabasa kasha, kiko tararamam rubaba. Glory to God. Shararamasha katata, tararababa sata. Nobody in the natural, everybody in the spirit now. Shata tararokosha. It's the natural that rob us. Rababa sata, senses. That rob us in the spirit. Talk to God. In your mind and with your mouth. And in your heart. Shata tarokosha. Thank you, Lord. Sharaka. Rababasata. Didi Baraba. We're preparing this atmosphere. Draba, we're preparing, producing an environment for you to flow, sir. Kata, we respect you, sir. Have your way in here. We shut down every lie Robin told us. Every way say we're not going to make it, we shut it down right now. We're not going to die, we're going to live. Rubabasata tarokushi. Rubabasata tarokushi. Rubabasata ishkandarama. Ranakandaroku tari tarata. Rubabasata tarata. Let me show you how powerful the spirit world is. It's going to be shocking to you. I was praying the other day, and the Lord told me, don't be 80, be 45. You better catch a hold of this. I said, you better catch a hold of this. I'm not going to live in the 80 family. Because they think about it is all over. Change your age. Yes. In the spirit.
Yes.
I'm 45. In the spirit. That give me more time to do what I got to do. Go ahead and pray. Now, see, your senses, you're not going to understand that. You get all upset. Just shut up. Cha-ta-la-ba-sha-ka-ta. Y'all better change your thinking. Nobody but a Christian can do that. Andele shakata rete, breta kata reta kata, taro koshe te, rubaba sata taro koshe, rabasaka taro koshe rete, hantere bruman bandara tata taro rete, rubasa tata taro yacheki. That's how the spirit traffic works. Andele sakata rete rete. Rubabasa katru koshitiri, trabasa tata kasata, tarakasta tarakasata tarakosiri, arabasa turukoshiri, trotokoshiri, rabasa tarakoshitiri, trubabasata. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, sustain our hearts through the supernatural truth. And that before us. Andele Sokoya. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, if you got tired, you can sit down. Go ahead. But keep flowing if you got tired. But you ain't got no bit of getting tired. You're 45. Chalalabasha katarabasata. Rubasa katarabasha katarani. Kondele. Ha ha. Shatarana kasata. Saraka. Sometimes you got to get loose in the spirit. Rejoice in the spirit. Rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Hey, oh my goodness. Do you feel it? I feel it. Do you feel it? Drama, God, restore our hearts. And restore our mind. Renew our mind. Renew our steps. And oh, glory, glory. 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 Glory masata, oh my goodness. Handele sata tata ta. Kandru basata tata kasa. Help us, Holy Ghost. Handela tata roku shiri. Handela tata roku shiri. Dru baba satarieta. Glory to God. Handele sata ta. Dari titi kandru roku shiri. Rabba, get us ready, Lord. Shara, get us ready, Holy Ghost. And Rabba Satara Koshidi. And Dela Tatarata, get us ready, Holy Ghost. Ashatara Basatara Kashi. We about to fly. Shatara Basatara Tara Basakurun Dandeli Bondaru. Datarade Badaru Tataro Koshi. God, get us ready, Holy Ghost. Andela tatarara basakatarara. Glory to God. Shatarara basakata. Heal. Andela basatara kasararo basat. Oh, my goodness. Andele bro basatara ja. Taratatatatatata. Aratatatatata. Tururu basatara kasararatata. Robabasatara tatata. Now listen, you never, spiritual surgery going to take place here this morning. And everything that had been blocking you and stopping you from living your supernatural life will be removed. Every thought that's telling you you're not going to make it any further going to turn out to be a lie this morning. You listen. Oh, my goodness. Listen. Let the Holy Spirit operate this morning. Let the Holy Spirit give you divine new direction personally. All of you might not step the same way. You understand? I know about harmony and unity, but your personal life needs some personal steps. Write that down. My personal life needs some personal step from God just to me. That's what you got to get ready for this morning. My personal life going to receive some personal step from God just for me. Now that's victory right there.
Yes, sir.
That's the Holy Spirit talking to you right there. My personal life going to receive personal direction from God just for me. And you want a scripture? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Get ready for personal direction in your walking, in the spirit as well as in the flesh. You see it? And I'm going to tell you what you're going to, what we got a minute left on a regular prayer. Now, I have to say this carefully and prayerfully with no fellowship is very important. Fellowship is very important. How can I say this, Lord? You don't want to mess this environment up in the next 15 minutes. High five and all that stuff. Yeah, you come on. It take a while to build an environment like this, but it don't take no more than a second to wipe it out. And the flesh where I am, see, I mean, you greet somebody, you know. That's no problem when we shut down here. We greet you, getting your seat and getting your arrangement straight. But you don't want to go off. Go, where you get that dress from? Gee, we ain't thinking about no dress yet now. You see what I'm saying? Now, you talk about the dress after. When I give the benediction, y'all get out in the parking lot and just dance and jump and talk about the dress and everything else. But you don't want to do it in these 15 minutes. About to release you now. Now don't be stubborn. You can speak and laugh. It's all right. But watch yourself. Don't lose what's been deposited in you. Because when I come out here, I'm gonna be ready. Because I ain't going laughing and joking. I'm coming out from this prayer. All right. And if you're gonna keep up with me, you're gonna have to be in the spirit. All right. Powerful things gonna be said that you never heard before. That's a big statement, isn't it? You don't know what I heard. Just pay attention. You're going to hear it. Things that going to cause your life not just to walk, but you're going to start leaping. And people are going to start asking you, what happened to you? And you'll be able to be a witness to them. That's what God wants you to be, a witness. Yeah, God don't want you worried. Now you get your healing this morning. Nothing impossible. I know what the doctor said, but it doesn't matter. Just get your healing. Make everybody shut up. Let's listen to what God said. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I need y'all to listen seriously. You know, when the Spirit of God says something, I want you to grab it. Because if you don't grab it, you know what he's going to do? Bring it back to me. I'll go back home with it. He put it in me for you. And so you have to have enough respect to listen with the intent to do. You got it? Watch my next statement now. Listen with the intent to be what you hear. Do it, be it. Are you listening to me? Now, oh Lord, nothing. I'm telling you, the traffic you about to go through is supernatural traffic and places you couldn't get to. You're going to step right into them. Every gate, every door, and every window going to be open on your life this morning. You hear me online? Every gate, every door, and every window of blessing is going to be open on your life today. If you sit here today and don't get it, it's going to be your fault. Are you listening? And so atmospheres sometimes are hard to build, but easy to tear down. That flesh know how to tear things down in the spirit. That flesh, it'll tear down in 5 seconds if you don't watch it. You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about being dull. I'm not talking about being dull. I'm talking about not being stupid to be robbed of an atmosphere you have built to hear God's voice. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm going to say this, and I want you to hear it. And I'm going to close so you can go ahead, go to the restroom, whatever you got to do for the service. I'm going to say this. Everybody going to get their answer this morning. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, you can write your question down. You're going to get your answer this morning. If you listen with the intent to do, you're going to get your answer. Divine Kaprenikosikara instruction about to be released in Darrow. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes,
it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You see, I can't hardly hold it. I'm going to preach right now. Listen to me. Believe me. Your answer is here this morning. Every answer you need. Come on. Every answer. God big enough to do that? Every answer you need is in this house this morning. Otherwise, listen to this. You will not leave here with a problem. I mean, how big is your God? How big is your God? How big is your Jesus? How big is your Holy Spirit? Can he handle it? Now I'm going to close with this. What God can't handle for you? I'm going to give you the answer now. What you don't let him. If you're ready to let him handle it today, the insight, the revelation, the truth that you're going to receive this one day, all your problem, all your sickness, all your lack, can be handled in one service.